Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to AICI Live Blog Talk Radio. AICI is the Association of Image Consultants International, the source for image professionals. My name is Claire Maxfield. Our show today is an interview with Sarah Brummett on her AICI presentation to be held at the AICI Global Conference in Washington, D.C. on Friday, August 29, 2015. Sarah Brummett is a seasoned training professional, qualified executive coach, published author, and award-winning image and personal branding expert who runs her own professional development business for both corporate and individual clients. My guest today is Sarah Brummett. Sarah, welcome to AICI Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I'm honoured to be invited.
Sarah, we're talking today about your topic at conference this year. Tell me, what are you covering?
So I'm talking about the language of leadership, and specifically I'm talking about the art, the science, and the magic of storytelling. One of the things that in my professional business I've really noticed is that in order for leaders to have presence, not only have they got to look absolutely superb, but then they've got to make sure that their verbal message matches the visual. And they're struggling because the reality is that all of us are bombarded with information. We're always plugged in, we're always logged on. And what we're trying to do in the midst of all of that is still be heard. And therefore, when we speak, whether it's to try and get people to be persuaded to our opinion, to be signed up to our recommendation, to support our decision, whatever it is, we're constantly fighting against the backdrop of ignore all of the information and really listen to what I've got to say. And undoubtedly, the technique, the skill, the art, the science that will enable leaders to be more successful in achieving all of that is storytelling. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
How fascinating. So when you say storytelling, is this going to be, well, let me say, what will participants get out of your session? How will they discover this?
Yeah, absolutely. A number of different things. So first of all, we'll start with why storytelling? Why is it that storytelling, as opposed to any other verbal technique, is going to be the most powerful mechanism through which to communicate impact? So I'll explain the rationale behind why this is so critical for professional men and women in business today. But then once we've established that, what the audience will get is a very clear sense as to, so what's the practical context in which someone might want to, quote unquote, tell a story? And then what we'll do is really dig into, so how specifically do you put a story together? What are some of the tools, techniques, skills, strategies, and approaches that will enable professional people to put together a great story? So what that means then to the audience is not only will they have exposure to that content, but then what they'll be able to do is think about and start to identify, how can I use this content with my clients and my customers now? So it's not just, well, here's the theory, but also how can they use it in their businesses straight away? And everything, like every training I've ever done, everything that I share, people can then go away and use. So my hope is that it gives a very practical basis to the learning and the education they'll get in the workshop.
Can I ask, during the workshop, will they get to start writing their own stories?
Yes. So one of the activities that I get the audience to think about is, what's their story? You know, what is the story that they want to tell about who, how, why, and where they've ended up doing whatever it is that they're doing in their businesses with the kinds of clients that they're doing that with? The reason why that's a powerful place to start is because then actually one of the best techniques to use with their clients to get them telling their story. Then in addition to that, what I will get the audience thinking about is what are other sorts of stories that they as image professionals need to start telling. and it might be stories that will support the marketing activities for their business. It might be stories that will help them overcome some of the resistance or challenges that they've got in their business. It might be stories that they need to tell to persuade existing clients to extend their use of working with my audience in terms of their services. So the audience will get to choose as to the stories that they want to tell that will support them in achieving whatever it is they're trying to achieve.
So in other words, these stories will help them almost in their sales process. So they won't have to be thinking about selling anymore, rather than you're getting this because of X, Y, and Z. And it's telling the story. So it's a very soft and inviting sell. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing about storytelling is that, you know, the rationale for this is that great storytelling is natural. It connects people. It engages people. It's not like a formal pitch. You be silent and I just talk at you. It is, as you say, it's much softer, it's more engaging, it's more natural, and frankly, it's more easy. You know, the reality is that we are all, to a greater or lesser degree, good storytellers. Otherwise, we wouldn't have people that would want to spend time with us. So it's also about honing our existing skills that we kind of didn't realize we had.
Okay, so what we as women do so naturally, which other people might call gossiping, when we're telling a story about someone else, we're taking the gossip out of it, actually talking about ourselves, but in a measured way that is actually getting a desired effect.
Correct, exactly right. So it's got structure to it, it's measured, as you say, and it's done intentionally to help us achieve an objective.
Oh, what fun. That's going to give sitting by the pool a whole new meaning. So, Sarah, this is a four-hour program. So, and these, I see it's intermediate and advanced. It's the certified members only. I think it's exciting that AICI is this year actually running programs for those members who are on the certification path. What if someone who has just started but has their certification, do you think they'll still be able to keep up with it?
Absolutely, because if they've started their certification process, then they are building their own professional development, and that will support the building and development of their business. So, yes, they'll be able to use that the content that I'll talk about to support them in both of those endeavours. So, absolutely.
But I love the fact also intermediate and advanced, so it means some of these, you know, some of our members who feel that they aren't always getting presentations that are valuable to them. Something learning the art of storytelling is valuable to everyone.
Oh, undoubtedly. It is what I would call a career skill, and particularly for us as image professionals, most definitely.
Well, that's exciting. So that one is on the afternoon of Friday, the 28th of August.
Yes.
Now, whilst we, if you don't mind, well, I've still got you here for a bit longer, whilst we're talking about conference, I love asking this question of everyone. What is one of your favourite memories from a past conference?
Oh, my goodness. I've got so many because I think this is quite a tough question. I mean, one of my favourite memories is Sue Donnelly and I just crying with laughter. I mean, just wailing and howling and generally in absolute hysterics. And whether that's with people we've just met or people we've seen every year, one of my favourite memories is that we just laugh an enormous amount. I mean, I remember specific conferences. I remember going to the Vegas conference, which is actually my first conference, and laughing and getting on with people. I remember Hawaii. I just remember laughing an enormous amount. And to be honest, I think that's lovely to just spend time with professionals and girlfriends that you can You can share so much of life and business and all sorts of things and just connect. I think it's fantastic.
So, Sarah, why do you keep coming to conference?
So that's certainly one of the things that makes it very joyful. But frankly, I keep coming because I passionately believe my business is entirely focused on the professional market, so corporate men and women, whether that's in their offices or as individuals. I passionately believe that one of the differentiators that's enabled me to build my business is my qualifications. And I find that spending time at conference and with people picking up and learning different things through different sessions gives me ideas, gives me inspiration, gives me context and relevance that I can take immediately back to my business. So I absolutely love doing that. Secondly, it helps me build my business. I've had the privilege of obviously coming down to Australia, but also meeting people from different parts of the world and doing things. And I'm enormously grateful to them for that. And thirdly, I mean, I just love the friendship too. I think it's fabulous that you can be almost, not on the periphery, but not at the center of people's lives when you live in entirely different time zones. And then when you meet up, you just pick right back up from where you left off. And I love that. I think that's fabulous.
What would you say to someone who maybe has just recently trained and is thinking, oh, will I go to conference or not? I don't really know anyone. What advice would you give them?
I mean, I genuinely would say I was one of those people. You know, when I was first suggested to me to go to conference, I chose not to go. So I literally, when I'd done my first initial training back in 2005, so that was the year before my first conference that I attended in Vegas in 2006. And I absolutely subsequently regretted it. And I didn't realise how much a mistake that was until I went to conference the subsequent year and then thought, okay, that's a mistake. And I'll give a very practical example. I went to the conference in 2006, and one of the things I said to myself for about 10 years was I want to write a book. I went to a conference in 2006 and I saw a speaker who gave me the inspiration to just get it done. So for people who are thinking, well, I'm not sure, my view is that it's really hard to do everything on your own. And one of the things that conference, I think, gives you is an enormous variety of ideas and opportunities from which you can pick and choose. You know, some things might not be entirely to your taste, but then there'll be plenty of things that are. And I honestly think it's the people and what they do in their business and all the network conversations and suggestions and ideas and recommendations, large and small, that all add up to making it worthwhile to do, to be honest.
Now, I wanted to ask, just as we wrap it up, because I've just noticed you're actually speaking twice on the program, and unfortunately we don't have Sue on the line with us, but you have to tell me just a little bit about the final program. I believe you and Sue Donnelly are like our final keynote speakers.
God help you all, but yes, we are. So Sue and I have got lots of different opinions on lots of different things. And one of the things we're both passionate about is the image industry, because, of course, that's the business in which we work. What we believe very strongly is that Sue and I have such different kinds of clients. What we do in relation to image and how we do it couldn't, in many ways, be more different. But what both of us passionately believe is the notion of, in order to survive in our businesses and continue to grow them, that what we have to do is think differently. And so the whole premise behind our session is that our belief profoundly is that we need to continually evolve and change.
I'm so excited about that whole idea with evolving and changing and listening to the two of you, not just your session on the Friday, but the two of you on the Sunday. It is so exciting. Look, thank you for your time today.
Yeah. Pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. You have been listening to AICI Live on Blog Talk Radio, and we hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information about AICI, please go to our website, aici.org.